I was just talking with Stan Deo about Planet X. A couple astronomers think there might be one in the solar system. What's your take on that, Jim?
Yeah, I was listening. What I think is they're leaking this out as a somewhat of a pre-announcement, like to say, yeah, we knew about this. And I found it curious that they also did it at the same time as Temple 1 was being visited by the Stardust spacecraft to somewhat affirm that comets are really those little dirty snowballs and we don't have to worry about those. But I found it interesting, the articles about this Tyche, the supposed planet that they have not discovered yet, but they think they're going to, it's supposed to be far out away from the solar system by the Oort cloud, which is very far away. And its only interaction with the solar system will be to throw comets into the solar system. Now, what I've predicted all along is when Planet X comes in, and we're all somewhat expecting this, and I'm myself included, although I don't have a time frame. And by the way, I also make the statement, and NASA has actually supported this, there are many Planet X objects out there. But regarding this, any one of them, whatever one might come in someday, it's going to look like a large comet, and it's going to bring in an entourage of comets.
Uh-oh.
So my take on this announcement is that NASA was heading off at the pass, so to speak. If we see a barrage of comets coming in to the solar system, they'll already have their cover story. Oh, it's just that planet Tyche out there. It's not going to bother us. Just a few of these little snowballs coming into the solar system. So don't mind those, folks.
Yeah, right.
That's my take.
Look at what happened to Jupiter.
That's my take on it, that they are setting up a cover story. And I thought to myself, how curious that they did it at the same time as the Stardust flyby, which, of course, promotes the idea that comets are dirty snowballs.
And let's talk about that for a second, Jim. Why the big push on their end to keep us convinced that comets are merely icy, dirty snowballs and not made out of iron or other materials?
It's really strange, yeah, because let's look at the Stardust mission, Joe Vavirka, a guy that was at Cornell, still there when I was at Cornell in the late 70s, early 80s, and at that time claiming comets were dirty snowballs, very emphatic about it. And now they're taking a picture of something that a nucleus of Temple 1, and this is 30-some years later, there's no ice. There's no snow. There's nothing that you see coming off that nucleus to make the tail.
That's right.
Which is obviously there. But you have these same people claiming this is a collection of ice and snow. It's like looking at an elephant in a zoo and saying there's no elephant there. It just boggles my mind how this can happen. But that's a very necessary cover story because say that people found out what the real issue with comets, they're electrical. They discharge the solar capacitor. What would be the absolute first question out of everybody's mouth?
What happens when it comes here?
Yeah, what happens when it comes here? Wouldn't this substantiate Velikovsky's story of electrical activity between comets and Earth? And then also, wouldn't they say, why don't we grab some of this electrical energy out there and use it? Can we do that? And the answer is yes. Tesla was doing it, and they went and tore his towers down. So there's many, it's many faceted reason why they cannot. The oil industry, which controls government, which basically controls science, has a very big edict to keep the concept of fossil fuels going, that these oil and the coal, et cetera, came from decaying dinosaur bones and old fern forests. Well, we can see that coal came from plants, but there's something very unusual there. Plants decay at a very short period of time. Velikovsky pointed that out, that plants decay. So when you see coal and you pick up a piece of coal, it's matted plant leaves and pieces of plant matter that were piled up in a huge pile in a very short period of time, and then because there was no oxygen there, it didn't decay as it normally would if the leaves fell one at a time like we see in the fall. So coal is not from a long-term process. This was all piled up and put there in a very short period of time, like a tidal wave coming in off of an ocean.
What is more deadlier for us, James, a comet strike or an asteroid strike?
Well, they're about the same. I think that NASA has very much overestimated the damage that would occur due to a strike of these kinds. The latest studies from the Yucatan were pretty sure there was something that hit there back in the 65 million years ago, or in that time frame, and they think that was the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. Well, later studies have shown that not even the animal population, the major 50 species of animals that lived in that area during the time of the impact, lived through. Their bones are still up on the upper layers of the crater that were layered up afterwards. So they were not they didn't go extinct even near the crater, let alone the rest of the world. So the Earth has the ability to absorb that shock locally, and it wouldn't be a good time. There would be a lot of after effects, but it's not this raging firestorm that's going to encompass the Earth and everybody would die. We could take a pretty good hit and survive it. I wouldn't want to be in the area where it hit. But I believe that NASA and the related scientists have very much overestimated the damage that would happen when something hit. But as far as the difference between a comet and an asteroid, it's a matter of size and of velocity, mass and velocity. The energy that it comes in with and what's left when it hits the ground. I've been at that crater down in Winslow, Arizona. And the rock that hit there was not very big, but it blew this amazing hole in the ground.
Sure, it doesn't have to be that big.
So it doesn't have to be that big to cause a big hole, but there again, that hole is very local. That was absorbed very locally, and for a mile away, you wouldn't even know it happened.